Daily Drive is brought to you by TrueCar.
Over the past 7 years, TrueCar and its affinity partner sites have been named the most visited, most useful, and drive the most showroom visits among automotive third-party sites, according to the J.D. Power 2014 to 2020 New Auto Shopper Studies.
I'm Steve Smith with Automotive News, and this is Seasons Listenings, a special edition of Daily Drive where we put a bow on 2020 by looking back at almost 200 episodes of our daily podcast. Beginning on March 16th, we talked to leaders from across the industry about how they were adjusting and even thriving amid the COVID-19 pandemic. From Ally to ZF, the LA Car Guy to Car Global, and everything in between, we've gotten perspectives from every corner of the industry. A common theme of many of my conversations is the growing importance of Israel as a center for automotive innovation. Mark Davidoff, board chair of the Michigan-Israel Business Accelerator, has made over 75 trips there to connect Israeli startups with businesses in Michigan. Davidoff gives his view of what's fueling this innovation.
The question that is often asked, is there anything new in Israel? And the answer is, you mean since yesterday? The fact is that Israel is an incubator ecosystem. And the question you're asking is, how does a country with 8 million people that's been on the planet for about 70 years create an ecosystem that drives more innovation than anywhere else in the world on any measure? And it's a complicated question. A lot of it was written in the book called Startup Nation, which speaks to the cultural dynamics of this eclectic society. That has some unique components to it. But the government has been deeply involved in investing in innovation. And the entire society is really kind of pivoted on the premise that anything is possible. And it's just a matter of bringing together the right people, the right technology, the right initiative, and an understanding that failure is not a failure, that actually failure is a learning moment. And so if you can get over the fear of failure and the penalty of failure, you embolden people to take more risk, structured risk, and you then drive more innovation.
Davidoff sees the organization as a marketplace for companies looking for partners.
We're here to help. We're an also a not-for-profit, but we're here to help to make those connections. We've done, of course, general missions, taking leaders from Michigan on areas such as cyber and mobility and defense, giving them a firsthand behind-the-scenes look in Israel and curating a 4 or 5 day mission on the ground in Israel so they can understand the why and understand who's behind the why and finding those opportunities. We've also done corporate-specific missions where a particular corporation has a series of issues they need resolved or opportunities they want to leverage, but they can't look at 8,000 startups. So we will curate a corporate-specific mission, understand their strategy and their needs, and we will facilitate only for them, once again, a 3 or 4 or 5 day on-the-ground experience, understanding the culture and the ecosystem, but also getting them to meet the 10 or 15 startups out of those 8,000 that are closest to meeting their needs. And at that point, it's up to them. We're not an agent or a broker, but we are a connector, and we've had great success with that.
TriEye, a startup based in Israel, is using shortwave infrared sensing technology to help improve safety function of advanced driver assistance systems and autonomous vehicles during low visibility and bad weather conditions. Zeev Livni, the company's chief business officer, describes the shortcomings of current ADAS technology.
Eventually they fail under the common low visibility scenarios, under common low visibility conditions, when they're most needed. And I'm talking about fog conditions or dust conditions or nighttime conditions or even glare from the sun. And it's a very important challenge to solve because most severe car accidents actually happen under low visibility conditions.
What's the advantage of using a SWIR camera instead of current ADAS technology?
The SWIR camera sees beyond the visible spectrum, enabling to have sort of like a supervision capability. SWIR spectrum has been utilized actually for decades by defense and aerospace industries to solve the low visibility challenge. For example, this technology is mounted on satellites, fighter jets, etc. So now we have a FLIR camera, which is ready for market in the same size, price, mounting position, scale, and even data output as a standard camera we all know, but with capabilities that were not possible before. Actually, the FLIR camera even allows for the usage of existing algorithms that were already developed for these standard cameras. So in a way, FLIR cameras are a complement or complementary to the visible camera. Therefore, it's able to create a better and safer ADAS system.
We'll have more of Seasons Listenings after this break.
Today, more than ever, consumers want a convenient, personalized car buying experience. One where they can find the right vehicle and build a deal that works for them online. In fact, 65% of consumers are more likely to shop a dealership that enables online deal building. With TrueCar Retail Solutions, consumers get the modern digital buying experience they seek, and dealers unlock a more complete customer profile, enabling higher quality connections that close faster. Now, millions of TrueCar shoppers can discover VIN-specific pricing on your inventory, get a TrueCash offer on their trade, input their credit score range and desired down payment, and include all these important elements into a monthly lease or loan payment, which is all controlled by you. This new experience increases efficiency by pulling customers deeper into the funnel, reducing friction, and building trust along the way, delivering you a more informed buyer who's ready to close. With TrueCar Retail Solutions, you can deliver a modern retail experience for today's digital buyer. Visit TrueCar.com/retail solutions to learn more.
Upstream Security, another company with roots in Israel, is focusing on cybersecurity in the automotive industry. The company's product boss, Dan Sahar, says things changed when vehicle connectivity became widespread.
The second that you did that as an OEM, you basically created, enabled the potential possibility for hackers to target the vehicles that you're selling, a possibility that pretty much did not exist before when vehicles were not connected. But at the same time, obviously, OEMs want to produce better product. Customers are calling for more connected features, and you can't live on a secluded island. You want to provide features and new functionality for your consumers and make sure that they're secure.
Sahar says increased global regulation has been a good development for cybersecurity.
There's been the UN work group that issued the WP29, which is a cybersecurity regulation for connected vehicles. You had the ISO SAE 21434 regulation that also are focused on compliance in the realm of automotive cybersecurity. Both of them address both the OEMs and the suppliers and the tier one, tier two suppliers. So I think that's been definitely a good development because it helps guide the OEMs on what they need to do and what I think we've seen in other industries where there's been this type of regulation. Like you could look at PCI DSS, like for credit card payments, that has done wonders for the industry and it really benefited the consumers. So I think that's been a very good development.
He also sees cybersecurity becoming more important with decision makers across the industry.
Like the topic, which has been, you could say, almost niche a couple of years ago inside the OEM body, has really been escalated and become a boardroom level discussion. And I think that's been a very positive development from our end, at least.
Autonomo is a data marketplace based in Israel that helps companies aggregate, harmonize, and protect data. CEO Ben Volkow explains who owns vehicle data.
But the data belongs to the drivers. We see some cases where really we don't deal with the driver, we deal with the owner, like with fleets. But this is after the driver gives some kind of a consent or approval to the fleet that owns the vehicle. You know, he's driving it for work, for example. So I hope it answers the question, is the driver. He's in the driving seat when it comes to data also.
I ask Volkow how the pandemic impacted the company's work and its collaborations with automakers.
We had exciting projects around predictive maintenance and exciting projects around emergency services that were slowed down, delayed. Some of our partners there said, look, it's challenging times. We want to slow down, or we want to wait a month or two, or we are working at 50% now and we cannot push it. So definitely there was a price to pay there. I think that really we were lucky compared to other industries that the price wasn't dear. And really everything, almost everything kept moving, slower than before, slower than we wanted. But I think slow is also good, especially in this time. You are thankful to what you have.
And that's Season's Listings for Wednesday, December 30th. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And for a library of almost 200 stories, go to autonews.com/daily drive. We'll be back Monday.